Hey, today we are doing Daf Nun Zayin Amir Aleph and Maseches Brachas, continuing in dreams. We are on the top line. Haroa Huna Bechalom. If you see Huna in a dream, Rav Huna, Nes Nasalo, that means a miracle will happen for you. And Rashi says, based on the Nun in his name, the Nun represents Nes. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. If you see names that have two Nuns in it, Nisei Nisim Nasulo, then there will be a multitude of miracles that will happen. Haroa Hesped Bechalom, if you see a eulogy in a dream, Minashamayim Chasolei Paduhu, that means that there was Rachmanos in you, Minashamayim, and you were redeemed from whatever evil things or horrible things were going to come your way. V'hani Mili B'Ksava, but that's only if you see it B'Ksav, if you see it in writing, and that's going on the Huna, Chanina, and everything else as well. That it's when you see that word in a dream, not when you see that person. Unlike we had yesterday with Yishmael, when you see Yishmael, we said you have to actually see the actual Yishmael, right? Ha'ona Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. If someone says Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach, he is guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Ha'kori Kriya Shema, Roy Shetishol of Shechina, L'shein Doro Zaka Lekach. Someone who says Kriya Shema really deserves to have a sense of Hashra'as HaShechina, that the Shechina will rest upon him, but his generation just did not prove worthy of it. Ha'minech Tfilin Bechalom, if someone puts on Tfilin in a dream, Yitzap l'gedula, that's a sign that he's about to achieve a level of prominence. Shenemar v'ro kalami arts kishem Hashem nikra lecha. The pasuk says that all the nations of the world are going to see that we have the Shem Hashem called on us, and they'll be afraid of us. V'tanya Rabbi Lezer Gadol Omer elu tefillin shabarosh. Rabbi Lezer Gadol says that's a reference to tefillin shabarosh. That's not the first time in this masech that we've had that gemara. We've had that a couple of times already. So. Says the Yeshmei Agadol. Yeah, so you got to look at that Tosis. Tosis talks about how the Yeshmei Agadol helps us translate or helps us put the comma in the right place in that phrase. Hamispalel b'chalom simin yafalo. If someone davens in a dream, that's a good sign. V'ani mili d'lo siyim, but that's only if he didn't finish his entire tefillah. He woke up in the middle, so that's a simin that he's very close to Hashem. Haba'al imo b'chalom. If someone sleeps with his own mother in a dream, you would think he needs to see a therapist. Yitzap alabina. No, he should hope for deeper understanding. Shenemar kim labina, ki aim labina tikra. Bina is called a mother. Haba'al naru murasa. If someone sleeps with a naru murasa, a girl who has erusin with another man, in his dream, Yitzap al Torah means it's symbolic of Torah. Shenemar, Torah tziva lana Moshe, morasha kihilas Yaakov. Al tikri morasha, ela ma'orasa. We read the word not as morasha, but as ma'orasa, that Torah is like an arusa. So if someone is with an arusa, that is a sign that he's going to be zocha to Torah. In a few other ways, Torah is compared to an arusa. I think the Gemara uses that same drasha to explain why the Umos Olam are not allowed to learn Torah, because the Torah is our arusa, and our arusa becomes aser to the rest of the world. Or Salvechik has a famous hesped for his uncle, for the Brisker Rav, where he explained that, yeah, most of us have erusin with the Torah, but every once in a while, every generation, there are a couple of people that have nisuin with the Torah. What's the difference between arusa and a nisua? When you have erusin with someone, you're excited to marry them, you're in love, everything's great, but you don't really know them all that well. Once you have nisuin, once a person gets fully married and lives with the person for a long time, you don't even need to verbally communicate. You can communicate through a quick glance, through just having an intuitive sense of what the other person is thinking. And every once in a while, you have a gadol of that caliber, that he has such, his personality is so fused with the Torah, he's so in sync with the Torah, that he has a gut instinct that informs him as to exactly what the Das Torah is on any given issue. Haba alachosu b'chalom. Someone who sleeps with his own sister in a dream, yitzap alachachma, should hope for wisdom. Shemar amar lachachma, achosiyat. Haba alachosish b'chalom. Someone sleeps with a married woman in a dream, miftach lusha ben olam haba. He's guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. And Rashi says it means he's going to take his friend's chelek in Gan Eden as well, like an Eshes Ish that belonged to someone else in his dream. So he's taking his friend's chelek in Olam Haba. But very important, the Gemara says, that's only if you don't actually know the woman and you weren't thinking about her during the day. If you know the woman and you were thinking about her during the day and she's a married woman and then you dreamt about her, that is not good. That means you're thinking about the wrong things. This is just talking about if it came out of the blue, if it came out of nowhere, then it's symbolic of something bigger. That's true of all of these dreams. That if you were thinking about these things, so then we know that dreams happen as a result of what a person was thinking about during the day. If someone sees wheat in a dream, ra'a shalom, he saw a symbol of peace. If he sees barley in a dream, his sins have turned away. I would not take the trip, the journey from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael until I saw barley in the dream. I wanted to know that I didn't have any averos, that my averos were atoned for, and then I was willing to take upon myself the difficult journey because he wanted to make sure that he wasn't gonna run into trouble along the way. If you see a vine that is laden with grapes in a dream, it means that your wife won't miscarry. If he sees an empty vine, so then you should expect Mashiach. Someone sees a fig in a dream. It means that his Torah will be protected within him. If someone sees pomegranates in a dream, zutres, if they're small pomegranates, pariske kerimona, it means his business will multiply like a pomegranate. Ravrvi, if it's larger pomegranates, then ravi iske kerimona, his business will become enlarged like a rimon. Palgi, if it's half pomegranates, im talmud chacham, so if he's a talmud chacham, yitzapel Torah, then it's representative of Torah, and that's what he could expect to achieve. Shenemar eshkech miayin arekach miyisim ramoni. V'imam ha'aretz, and if he's not ma'aretz, so he's not going to get Torah, yitzapel mitzvos, he should expect that he's going to have an opportunity for many mitzvos. Shenemar kepelach ha'rimon reka seich. My reka seich, what does reka seich mean? It means afilu rekanin shabach, even the emptiest ones amongst the Jewish people are malei mitzvos karimon, are full of mitzvos, like a pomegranate is full of seeds. How many seeds does a pomegranate have? No, don't know. It has a large number of seeds. Lav Davka 613. But that's the symbolism, that it has a large number of seeds. So we view it as a symbol of many, many mitzvahs. A lot of these things we're discussing today about dreams are the same things we use for simanim on Rosh Hashanah. When we eat these special foods and we say, oh, this is symbolic of, and it's exactly what we're saying the dreams are symbolic of. Haroa zeisim b'chalom. Someone sees olives in a dream. Zutri, if they're small ones, pari v'ravi v'kai iskei k'zeisim. His business is going to multiply and be sustained like olives. That's only if he sees the actual olives. But if he sees olive trees, it means he's going to have a lot of kids. Shneimar b'necha k'shtil zeisim. Igadamri. Others say, Haroa Zayis Bechalom, Shem Tov Yotzelo. It means that you can have a good reputation if you see an olive in a dream. Shneimar, Zeisra Anan Yafa Pri Tovar, Kara Hashem Shemecha. Haroa Shemen Zayis Bechalom, if you see olive oil in a dream, Yitzapel Ma'or Torah. Then you can assume that you will be Zocha to the light of Torah, because olive oil represents light, because that's what you light when you want a good, clean, burning oil. Shneimar, and that's what we use for the menorah, and the menorah represents chachma. Harot tamarim b'chalom. Someone sees what's a tamar?
Date.
Someone sees dates in a dream. Tamu avonosav. It means his sins will be finished. Shnemar tamu avonich pasiyam. Amar of Yosef, Haroa is b'chalom. If someone sees a goat in a dream, shana misparecha, so we'll have a year of bracha. Izim, if you see a herd of goats in a dream, shanim misparecha, so he will have years, multiple, plural of bracha. Shneamar, v'di chalav izim l'achmecha. Haroa hadas b'chalom. If someone sees a hadas in a dream, nechasav matzlichim lo. His nechasim, his possessions, his properties, will be very successful. V'yemein lo nechasim, and if he doesn't have any properties, Yerusha nefels on makom acher. He will receive a Yerusha from somewhere else, and that will be successful. Amru levarim lo masnisa tana, v'hu dechasav b'kinayu. But that's only if he sees the hadasim still attached. Haroa esrog b'chalom. If someone sees an esrog in a dream, Hadur hu lefnei kono. It means he is beautiful in front of Hashem. Why? Shenemar pre-eitz hadar. And esrog is pre-eitz hadar, kapos tamarim. So Maritz Chayis raises the question, why do we have to quote those words, kapos tamarim? That has nothing to do with the esrog. The point was already made when we called it pre-eitz hadar. So the Maritz Chayis says, lulei dimistafino. Were it not for that I was afraid to suggest such a thing, I would say that this is a typo, and that these words kapos tamarim belong with the next drasha. What's the next drasha? Haroa lulav bechalom. If someone sees a lulav in a dream, it means he has only one heart for his father in heaven, and that's where Maariv Chai says it should say shenemar kapos tamarim, because the drasha you can make from kapos tamarim is that kapas ksiv. Even though we pronounce it kapos in plural, it's written without the vav as if it said kapas tamarim, singular. Why would it be written in singular? Lev echad lavinu shebashamayim. Hara avaz b'chalom. If a person sees a goose in a dream, yitzap l'chachma. He should not if you see them walking behind the school every single day, thousands of them. That means you've just been looking out the window too much. But if you had no reason to be thinking about geese, so you could assume that you'll achieve wisdom. Shenemer chachmas b'chutz terona. Va'ba leha havi rosh yeshiva. If someone has bia with it, then he'll be a rosh yeshiva. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, oh yeah, ani reyisiyo ubasi ala. The sulcus lugadula, it works. I had such a dream, and I achieved a position of high prominence. Haro tarnagol b'chalom. If a person sees a chicken in a dream, yitzap leben zachar, you can assume he will have a male child. Tarnagolim, if he sees chickens, yitzap lebanim zacharim, he will have male children. Tarnagoles, now you expect it to say female children, right? For some reason it doesn't. Yitzap l'tarbitza na'a v'gila, he'll have a nice garden or something like that. Why, Rashi says, gina inami beis ha-medrash, or maybe he means he'll have a nice beis ha-medrash, Rashi says. I don't know why. It doesn't just mean that you'll have a nice female child. What does a tarnagol have to do with a child? Why would it be tarnagol? So what do we do for kaparos? They take a tarnagol. Why a tarnagol? Because it's called a gever. It's what, right, that a tarnagol is referred to as a gever, at kros a gever, right? And a gever is also another word for man. So we associate the two. That's why we use a tarnagol, and that's why tarnagol represents man. But I don't know why tarnagol is over here. It means a garden. Okay, haro beitzim achalom. If you see eggs in a dream, it means your requests are hanging in the balance. We don't know what the answer is going to be. Nishtabru, but once they break, nasis bakashaso. If you see them breaking in a dream, then you know your bakasha, your requests have been fulfilled. V'chein agozim, v'chein kishuv, v'chein kol kli zechuchis, v'chein kol anishbarim ke'ilu. Any fragile type of fruit or any fragile type of food that you see in a dream that breaks, that's a simen that your requests have been fulfilled. Where does agozim come up on Pesach? In Hilchos Pesach, on the night of the Seder, the Gemara says you're supposed to give the children Kloyos Vagozim. Why? Keeps them awake. I saw in Rav Matzisyahu Solomon's Haggadah, he said we should do things the way Chazal told us to do them, and therefore instead of giving actual candy, we should give Kloyos Vagozim. He said, ah, your kids will hate you, because kids don't like Kloyos Vagozim. He said, it's nuts. It used to be the best they could do as far as candy. It was before they invented like red number 6, you know. So the kids will hate you. So he says you should have the opportunity afterwards that they should be able to trade it in for chocolate, and everyone loves chocolate. Okay, hanichnas the krach. If someone enters into a city, nasulo chafatzav, his desires will be fulfilled. Meaning, if he enters into a city in his dream, shenamar v'yanochim amachos chafza. Hamegaleach rosho b'chalom. Someone shaves his head in a dream. Simin yafalo. It's a good sign. Rosho vizikno lo l'chol mishpachto. If he shaves his head and his beard in a dream, then it's a good sign for him and his entire family. Hayoshev ba'areva ketana. If a person sits in a tiny little boat in a dream, shem tov yotzelo. It means he'll have a good reputation. Ba'areva gedola. If he sits in a large boat, lo l'chol mishpachto. Then it'll be good for him and his whole family. V'hanimili t'madle d'luye. But that's only if it's elevated on the height of the sea. Hanifna b'chalom. If someone goes to the bathroom in a dream, he defecates in his dream. Simin yafalo. That is a good sign because it means he just got rid of all the bad and smelly stuff and he's left pure and clean. Shnemar meharzor liyipasach. V'hani mili d'lo kanach. But that's only if he didn't wipe himself in the dream. If he also wiped himself, then he got his fingers all gross and that's not good. Ha'ola l'gag b'chalom. If someone goes up to the top of a roof in a dream, ola l'gedula. That's a simin that he's going to rise to a position of prominence. Yorad, if he goes down, Yorid Migdula, so it's assuming that he's going to fall from his position of prominence. Now, once he goes up in the dream to the roof, then he's going to stay there. No, there's no falling. If a person sees himself tearing his clothing in his dream, it means they're going to tear up his Gzardin. Ha'omed arum b'chalom. If a person stands undressed, naked in a dream, so bib bavel, if he's in bavel, omed b'lochet, it means that he's standing there naked of what surrounds him, which is averos in bavel. So it's a good thing. It means he's free of any sin. But be'eretz Yisrael, arum b'lo mitzvos. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, it means that he's free of any mitzvos. Hanitvas l'sradyot shmira nasaslo. If a person is arrested by a guard in his dream, that means that he's going to be protected. Nasnu b'kolor, if he's put in chains, hasifal shmira al shmiraso. It means he'll be doubly protected. Vani mili b'kolor, avil chavil b'almalo. But that's only if it's real chains. If it's just ropes, then it's not good enough. Hanichlas l'agam b'chalom. Someone goes into a swamp in a dream. Nasa rosh yeshiva. He's going to be the rosh yeshiva. L'yar, if he goes into a forest. Nasa Rosh L'B'nai Kala, yeah. He's going to become the Rosh L'B'nai Kala. What's the Rosh L'B'nai Kala? So L'B'nai Kala is the shir that they used to have, that where they used to chazer over the learning, especially for the guys who didn't get it the first time. So that was a helpful thing to have. It was like a chazara shir. Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua chazu chalma. Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua both dreamt. Rav Papa da'il la'agma nasa Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa dreamt that he went into a swamp and he became Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua da'il la'yar nasa Rosh L'bnei Kala. He dreamt that he went into a yar, that he went into a forest which has these tall trees, and he became the Rosh L'bnei Kala. Rashi points out, yar means ilanos gedolim ve'enam smuchim zelazeh, that it's tall trees that are not right next to each other. Avzeh simen l'rosh l'talmidei harav v'u rosh l'bnei kala. So he's going to be the rosh for all the talmidim. Shem farish talmidim shmuasam achar shamer harav v'im chazun al shmuasam. He's going to say the chazara shir after the Rebbe taught the main shir. V'yesh talmidim shlo yavinu b'divrei harav k'kol hatzorech v'zeh mevina lahem. This was the practice. People would sit in shir, and a lot of the guys didn't understand. So that's why they needed the chazara shir, that someone to afterwards explain it more clearly and explain it in such a way. They used to have in YU, Rav Shacht used to say, and Rav Khan for many years used to say chazara shir for Rav Salvechik. Rav Salvechik would say shir was at a very high level. Not all the boys were able to understand, even the boys that were in the shir. So they had one of the better boys that would say over the shir afterwards in a way that they would be able to understand. So it's interesting that it's symbolized by a forest which has very tall trees. You would think if it's really primarily for the little Talmidim, you know, for the guys who couldn't get it, that it would be a swamp, you know, it would be amongst reeds, not amongst very tall trees. But maybe it shows that the guys who put in the extra effort to come to the Chazara Shir, those are the true Ilanos Gedolim, even though they may not have gotten it the first time. It's not always the most talented and smartest. Igadarmi tarvayu la'agma eli. Others say that no, both of Rav Papa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua went into a swamp in their dream. El Rav Papa d'tali tavla nasa rosh yeshiva. Rav Papa, who had a bell around his neck and was making noise in his dream, he became Rosh Yeshiva because it means he became famous. His words were spread throughout the world. Rav Huna ben Yehoshua d'lo tali tavla nasa rosh l'bnei kala. Rav Huna ben Yehoshua didn't have a bell around his neck, so he just became the rosh l'bnei kala, more local rabbi. Amar Rav Ashi, ana ayalis la'agma v'tali tavla v'navchi banavuche. He says, oh, my dream, it was even better than that. I went into a swamp, I had a bell around my neck, and I was shaking that bell and it was making so much noise. So I'm going to become a really famous Rosh Yeshiva. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamek is dam b'chalom avanosav mechulunu. If someone bloodlets in his dream, means his sins have been forgiven. V'atanya avanosav sedurunu. But doesn't the Brisa say it means his sins are aligned, are organized, which makes it sound like they're just categorized and organized but not taken care of? No, my sedurin sedurin limachel. Sedurin means that it's all lined up for Hashem to forgive them. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes Hara Nachash b'chalom. If you see a snake in your dream, parnasasim uzmenas. It means that you'll always have Parnassa ready for you. Why? Why is a snake representative of always having Parnassa ready for you? He's from the dirt. The snake never has to want for anything. Nashcho, if the snake bites you, nichpalalo, then it's going to be doubled. Your parnasa is going to be doubled. Hargo, if it kills you in the dream, of the parnasa, so then you're going to lose the parnasa. Amalei Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, no, it's not true. Kol shkenshin nichpal parnasa, so if the snake kills you in the dream, your parnasa is going to be even better. Velohi, but it's not really true. Rav Sheshes of the Chaza, chivya bechalmei vekatlei. Rav Sheshes just happened to have a dream where a snake killed him, so he was hoping that it would be something positive as opposed to something negative. Tani Tanaka made Rav Yochanan, kol mine mashkin yafan lechalom, to see any sorts of drinks, that's good for a dream. That is always a positive sign. Chutz min hayayin, except for wine. Yesh shoseh v'tov lo, v'yesh shoseh v'ra lo. Sometimes drinking wine in a dream, just like in real life, is good for you. Sometimes drinking wine in a dream, just like in real life, is bad for you. Yesh shoseh v'tov lo, shenemar v'yayin yisamech levav enosh. That wine gladdens a person's hearts, that's good. V'yesh shoseh v'ra lo, shenemar tenu shechalovid v'yayin l'marei nefesh. That wine is for depressed people. It's for people who are suffering from depression, so that's not a good thing. In fact, the Gemara says that wine was created to be menachim boes ha'avelim, that we use it to for nichum avelim. The Gemara says in Ksuvus that they used to have 10 cups of wine for nichum avelim as part of the normal seder of what the avelim would have. 10 cups of wine. What was the problem? It would make for one heck of a party house if they have to drink 10 cups of wine. I don't know, after 4 cups on the night of the Seder, I am in a different world. After 10 cups, so they realized not such a great idea. So they toned it down a little bit. Amle Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Tani Talmud Chacham li olam tov lo. If it's a Talmud Chacham who sees himself drinking wine in a dream, that's always good for him. Shenemar l'chulach mubalachmi v'shu yayin masachti. Amle Rabbi Yochanan, last thing. Hishkim v'nafal pasuk l'tov biv. We had this already. If someone wakes up and as he awakes, there's a pasuk on his lips. He wakes up saying a pasuk. Hareze nevua ketana. That is a miniature nevua. Where else do we assume we have miniature nevuas? The Gemara says that nitla nevua min ha-nevim. That nevua was taken away from the nevim and it was given to shotim, to crazy people, and to ketana, to children. That's why you have sometimes in the Gemara, they see a child and they say, Psok li psukeich, tell me your pasuk. And he just says, we have a pasuk, and we assume that there's some symbol of that. That means it's some sort of nevuah. Okay, so if you wake up with a pasuk, it's a good thing.